And good evening, everyone. Welcome to High School Sports Spotlight. This week, the Mercer County Spotlight shines on Mercer County High School senior baseball player Matthew Lucas. We'll talk to Matthew about the 2023 Golden Eagles baseball season to this point and his time as a three-sport athlete at Mercer County High School as well. We'll come back and hear from Matthew Lucas after this on WRMJ.
Life can feel like a real roller coaster. But if you describe it more like a merry-go-round, chances are you got a case of the spins. Or as we like to call it,
spinsies.
Vertigo.
That was close.
If you're dizzier than a horse on a carousel, you need to call Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine. Having your balance out of whack can make you queasy and put you at risk for falling and breaking something you need.
Don't live life on a tilt-a-whirl.
We fix vertigo. We'll show you Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine in Aledo, Canton, Kewaunee, and Macomb.
This is Nikki Lair. Have you ever had an accident with someone who didn't have car insurance? If so, you know how important it is to understand your auto coverage. If you're not sure your car insurance would protect you in this situation, you need to contact me, Country Financial Rep John Waugh's office. I can help you understand your policy so you get the protection that works for you. Call me, Nikki Lair, at 309-582-3455 to chat about your auto insurance needs today.
And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Joining us for the Mercer County High School Sports Spotlight this week is Golden Eagles senior baseball player Matthew Lucas. So Matthew, as we start, can you tell us about how your senior year of baseball has been going to this point?
Starting off, probably didn't go exactly the way we envisioned or hoped. Dropped a couple games. But, you know, as the year's gone on, we've gotten more competitive all around, you know, 1 through 23, everyone's contributing in their own way. And we played some tougher teams and squeaked out some wins. You know, our past few games, we've dropped by one each game on some tough situations against some really good teams. But, you know, as the year's gone on so far, we've improved a bunch since the beginning.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, so 4-8 to this point on the year, but like you said, I think even the losses have become a lot more competitive over the last couple of weeks as opposed to kind of the first week or two of the season. So does it feel like things are kind of trending in the right direction for this team as you get about to the midway point of the season?
Yeah, totally. You know, you're never satisfied with a loss, but you could learn a lot from them and build from them, and that's what I think has been going on these past few games. Tough losses, but against really good teams. And as we're coming to like the midway point, it's probably the toughest part of the schedule and the part of the schedule that matters the most, because these next 2 weeks we're playing a lot of games against a lot of good teams that mean a lot for postseason. And so with the way we've been playing, we know, you know, we just tweak one or two things, those games go from, you know, being a close loss to a big win.
All right, and as you kind of look down the line at the rest of the season, any specific goals that you have for this season that you think are attainable for this group?
You know, Coach Harrison always talks about regional champions. He wants to put another banner on the right field fence. So that's, you know, been our goal since I started playing baseball, is he wants to get another one of those. And you know, avoid a play-in game. We had to do that last year against Rockridge and, you know, lost on a walk-off, and that no one really enjoyed that feeling after the game. So we just, you know, want to avoid that, get a guaranteed spot, and then go from there.
All right, now kind of just looking at your time at Mercer County as a whole, a three-sport athlete, kind of at the tail end of your senior year now, can you talk a little bit about kind of the level of commitment it takes to be a three-sport athlete and how you've been able to keep that up over the 4 years you've been in school?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. It's tough because, you know, there's never really an off-season as a three-sport athlete. I mean, your off-season's for, you know, football. You're in basketball and baseball, and then you could switch that around any way you want. You know, summers are spent preparing for each sport. And once you're in it, you're in it. I mean, there's not a lot of focusing on different sports because you got to be so committed to your fall sport, your winter sport, your spring sport, whatever they are. It's tough, but I mean, I loved it. And I know some some other seniors that have been in the same boat. I know we all loved it. We appreciated all that we had to do, and I think it's made us, you know, better athletes and then people as we've gotten to the tail end of the senior year, like you said.
All right, got about a month until graduation for you at Mercer County High School. Looking back at your, you know, athletic, academic career at the school, what are some things that kind of stick out to you as maybe favorite memories?
You know, I'd have to say bus rides home from, you know, away games, especially the long ones. You know, baseball bus rides are always fun. You know, we get in the back of the bus and play a few songs and everybody sings along, and that's always fun. Bus rides, practices, you know, a lot of the times practices are like meant to suck, but I feel as if the senior class this year, we've always found a way to make them fun and enjoyable and not just go through the motions. You know, we've tried making the best out of them and really enjoying, you know, every practice that we've had.
Matthew Lucas joining us on WRMJ for the High School Sports Spotlight this week. Matthew, thanks for talking with us. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you, Ty. Thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.